Congratulations, you got through your Monday afternoon. We're here to get you home. Careful out there if you want to be. We are Drew Garabo Live. Micah, picture music on Mondays. A depression has opened up on Candy Boulevard right during rush hour. So you want to stay away from eastbound Candy, east of Manhattan Avenue. Oh, right where I used to live. First year here.
Not on this side.
No, on the Tampa side. Authorities have shut down the outside lane from Manhattan to the Taco Bus entrance. One lane getting by, so if you got some place to be, good luck.
Tampa strong.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It's okay. It's not okay. Comes to you every day about this time, where we find a subject that can be debated from at least two sides.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
Now, the question is not, is this okay for Gwyneth Paltrow? The question is, would you be okay with this? She is taking a unique approach to married life with her new husband, Brad Falchuk. He's a TV producer. He's worked on Glee and American Horror Story. And he's got his own house near her house, where he sleeps three nights a week. The other four nights a week, he stays at her place. Would you be okay with that or not?
Oh, rich people have it made.
Well, and just for sleeping, or is there?
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Like, just for sleeping? Like, is he going to bang other girls there? Because no, they're faithful to each other, allegedly.
Oh, that's nice. A little space.
That's it.
Well, what would you do if you had a multi-million-dollar mansion? You're just going to give that up all of a sudden? You've put your heart and soul into designing it? Decorating it?
Nope.
I support this.
Gwyneth said, all my married friends say the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing. She credits her intimacy teacher with the idea to keep the relationship fresh. An intimacy teacher. Man, I wish I had money to burn like that.
Oh, man. So if I see this intimacy teacher, will they help me make millions of dollars so I can get a mansion?
No, they can't help me make the millions of dollars. They can help you spend some of the tens of thousands of dollars.
I mean, that's gotta be the greatest thing ever. Hey, you know, date night. Okay, I'll meet you in my theater. No, we're gonna do my theater tonight. And it just seems like it might not even be your house when you go over. I like this.
It's nice in theory. Here's two sides of it. Number one, what kills relationships? Complacency, right? Getting too comfortable with each other, because then you lose that spark for each other. So before you know it, you know, everything's routine, very humdrum. You stop having sex. You're not in love anymore.
Oh, no.
The other side of it is, if you're married, you're sharing every bit of your life with each other. 727-579-1025. What's up, Susie?
Cindy?
Okay, whatever. I'll call you Cindy, Susie, whatever you want.
No, either one. It doesn't matter. I totally agree with it. I think it's a great idea. I don't know. I mean, I like dogs. My boyfriend doesn't like dogs.
Hi, Seth.
I'm an artist. I'm a slob. He's not. I mean, I think it's okay.
What kind of artist?
Yeah, I paint. I'm a painter.
Yeah.
Paint each other up. We're good like that. So you'd be okay if you lived separately and then and then you see each other like, 4 days a week, his place, 3 days a week, both of your place.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. I think it's really good. I think I think it's okay. If he snores, you know, sometimes it's nice to have your own space. I mean, it really is. And I think that it keeps it a little fresher. You know, you don't get bored as fast and people get on your nerves after a while.
She's going to smother her man with a pillow. That's what it sounds like.
This lady right
here?
Yeah,
yeah.
Baby.
You do any nude paintings?
I do. They're all nude.
They're all nude. Okay,
that's
good.
That's what I was taught. They're all nude. Wait, everyone I paint is nude.
You paint while you're nude or you paint people that are nude?
Both, I think.
I paint nude people, undraped models. That's what I paint.
Paints undraped models while she's nude. It's a new thing.
Well, we wanted to have an undraped show picture. Are you? Can we do that?
You never know. You never know. Why not?
How young of a lady might you be?
What'd you say?
I say, how young of a lady might you be?
I'm not young. I'm older.
Well, I
mean, I've still got it going on.
She's still got it going on, guys. How young?
Let's just say 50s.
But I mean, you're really 60s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Why do we have this relationship built on lies? I know. Yeah. Why you want to lie to me? I'm always going to find out the truth.
I busted. I'm totally busted. You're right. I am.
I know.
I really am. And I'm going to have a birthday in a week, and I'm going to be like 60 something.
Oh, wow. Have you ever used a hair dryer on your private parts?
You know, I haven't. But after listening to your show, I was kind of thinking about it.
Should. When's the last time? when's the last time you smacked that kitty around?
2 days ago.
All right, very good. Still got a pretty good, healthy sex drive then?
It's a burning bush, baby.
Well, you should probably see some doctor about a salve or something.
What did you say she was doing?
Smacking
pounding
the
kitty.
Smacking.
When you were...
You guys are so bad. You're so bad.
Oh,
you
like it bad or good. Yeah. You love it, don't you?
Yeah,
so
baby.
Bad.
What were you thinking about?
You're older doesn't mean it's gone.
Damn right. Yeah. Damn right. Yeah, what were you thinking about when you were smacking the kitty? Did you use pornography or just your memories?
Porn.
Wow, a 60s.
Definitely porn.
What's your go-to search category?
Pornhub.
Well, I know, but once you're there, like, what's the one specialty that really gets you going? Blacks on Blondes?
No.
What do you?
No. Uh-oh. I'm Southern. That doesn't work for me. I was told never to do it, so it's in my brain.
Well, that's kind of naughty, though.
Well, who told you never to do that?
My grandmother.
Did she use the N-word when she told you not to do that?
With the A at the end, not a no. Very Southern, yeah. It's like no matter even if I want to, I couldn't because of her.
You could now, like she's probably dead, right?
Yeah, she's definitely dead.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you find yourself a well-hung, good-looking African-American stud and let him bang you on your grandmother's grave?
I got a well-hung white guy, you know. All but right. Maybe when if that doesn't work out, you never know.
Well, all right.
And the porn that you were watching 2 days ago, who was in it? Well, how many people and what was happening?
Three.
We talking.
What do you think was happening? I mean, what do you think was happening?
All right, easy.
Oh, whoa, jeez. were there two men?
No. I mean, normal stuff. I'm not like whacked or anything.
We're all whacked. But are we talking?
We all need a little help sometime. I mean, come on.
Nobody's judging.
I'm on 100 milligrams of help right now.
What's going on in this port? What's going on in this picture? A little Dan Patrick? Is that what you like?
Yeah, two dudes and one lady.
You guys are awesome.
Or two ladies and one dude.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Which do you prefer, though?
Men.
Two men and one lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, smacking that feline around.
Yeah.
She's running with that devil's three-way.
Little Eiffel Tower.
I like that Eiffel Tower, little ski pole action.
I gotta meet you guys. You're awesome. I love you.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for the call today. I hope you have a great night and lots of sex.
I hope you do too, my baby.
I won't have sex.
Man. 62-year-old woman.
I live my life like this. No tomorrow.
We have a new cut of the day, so I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her? Her over our Tom Hanks versus Keanu Reeves?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I could go either way.
Man.
Anytime you got a 62-year-old woman saying she wants to be shish kebabbed, you know.
She didn't say shish kebabbed.
She said anyway, baby.
She did think shish kebab, but she didn't. Let me give it a try, guys, because I played the music. I just want to see. It's
Dude,
Monday.
It's going to be a long week, though. Are you sure you have this in you?
That's the thing, man. It's like you you put it all out there on a Monday, and then what do we get the rest of the week? You just think it through.
I gotta reach for my art, John. I gotta really give the people what they want.
Hey.
They work their ass off on a Monday.
It's my mom's favorite. She just got back from Alaska.
All right, here you go, Steph. Do you know what time it is? That's an Alaska joke. hope she enjoyed the credit unions up there. They have some really fair banks. All right, it's for you, Steph.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
It's definitely been a while.
Yeah.
It's a little rusty.
I remember thinking that you nailed it spot on, and that wasn't, I mean, no offense.
Well, let me get some water first. Hold on.
Somewhere like Hagar.
That was uncalled for.
And all I've got, I had to steal.
I nailed that one, right, guys?
That was pretty.
A little bit better.
A little pitchy.
That wasn't David Lee Roth. That didn't sound just like David Lee Roth.
It did, but.
I mean, guys, that's a spitting image of David Lee Roth.
Right, from a guy that had a very, very long weekend and has a long week ahead of him.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Let me give it another shot.
Take another sip of water.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that, Micah.
We're here for you.
Least I don't need to beg or borrow. No. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm running. Ah, yeah.
You're getting better. Normally when you do the one, you're like, abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba. That's what you do the best.
I know, I've never said abba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
Skibba-dabba-doo-beep-beep. Ow.
Dude, someone's here to steal your thunder, Drew.
I didn't know you could do one too, Seth. That's
dude, man,
very impressive.
That's pretty messed up, actually.
Can I hear the abba dabba 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 one again?
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah! Wow! Somebody dee bee bee ow!
It's not bad.
I'm only going to tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
That one?
Yeah, that was good.
Taylor, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. How are you?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, Taylor. How are you?
It's totally okay. I'm good.
Oh, good. Thank you. How old are you?
23.
Okay. Sorry. You sound a little young. Sorry.
It's okay.
What year were you born?
95.
Okay.
Oh, she's man. Legit, yeah.
What's up? What are you doing listening to this show?
Well, usually I listen to Johnny B, but today I got off work really early, so I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Well, that's really early.
That is. I mean, we're significantly earlier than Johnny B today. What do you do for work?
I'm an insurance agent.
I got you. She's an insurance agent. Not an insurance agent, but an insurance agent. I like the pronunciation. Johnny B put together a wonderful tribute show for Apple a day last night and raised over $2,000. It was pretty special he did that.
I know. I love him. I love Anna. They're awesome people.
I like how you said tribute show like it was somebody playing the role of Johnny B last night at the Apple a Day show.
All right. I misspoke. He did a charity show, a benefit show. I meant to say benefit. He did not do a tribute show.
Oh, did he have ammonia too?
He did a benefit show, which was clearly not a tribute show to anyone. He did a benefit show. You'd have to be an idiot to think it was anything other than that, a benefit show.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
You know who David Lee Roth is? Taylor sounds just like him, right?
I don't know who David Lee Roth is.
Okay, then. Let me ask you this. Is it okay or not okay to be married to someone but to maintain separate residences?
It's okay.
It's okay.
You'd be okay married to someone and letting him, like, sleep on his own 3 nights a week?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Do you have a boyfriend in your life right now?
I do.
Do you wish he would go somewhere else a few nights a week?
We've been doing it for quite a few years now. We see each other, like, 2 to 3 times a week. It works perfect for us because we're just really busy. I think that it's actually made us stronger and happier, and we're more excited to see each other. So I'm okay with maintaining what we're doing now.
Yeah, you can get pretty sick of someone if they're in your life all the time, right?
Yeah.
What if you're having sexual urges and it happens to be on a day that your man's not there?
Oh, good question, John.
I mean, I don't need him around all the time to take care of that.
She smacks a kitty on her own. You watch the same kind of Pornhub stuff that old lady watches like two dudes and one lady?
No, that's not my style.
What are you normally watching on the Pornhub?
Usually like not the two guys. It'd probably be like two girls and maybe a guy.
Two girls and maybe a guy.
Yeah, okay.
Or is two girls no guy?
Whoa!
David Lee likes that. All right. Well, no further questions. Thank you very much, Taylor. Appreciate you calling.
Thanks, Drew. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting off work early today.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Clay, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing, Drew?
Real good, Clay. How's your Monday?
Hey, not too bad. Working my ass off as usual.
Very
working
good.
On this, sleeping in separate rooms. I've been with my wife for 16 years. We have two living rooms. She has one. I have one.
That's okay.
Two living rooms. Two, and that is something. Yeah. I've heard of separate bedrooms. I've never heard of separate living rooms before.
Yeah, we do that because she has her own thing for her TV shows, and I have my own thing for my TV show. So, yeah, we just split up everything, and then when we want to get busy, we just meet in the master bedroom.
All right.
What does she watch that you don't like, and what do you watch that she doesn't like?
There you go.
Well, you know, she's into Friends and Sex in the City, and I'm more into like Law and Order and dramas and stuff like that.
You guys are both living in like 1997.
Like,
there have been many TV shows that have come out since then. I found out, guys. Yeah. Thank you. I found out at trivia night, neighborhood trivia night, because I talked to some of my neighbors, and we have it in the clubhouse. It's a great time. But I'm talking to one of my neighbors, and I was like, "Hey, you didn't see I tagged you on Facebook this week?" He goes, "Oh no, did you tag it on my wife's page?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, my wife and I have each other blocked on Facebook."
What?
And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's just easier that way." And I said, "Well, what does that mean, it's easier that way?" And he said, "It's just that she's not in my business about what I post, and I'm not in her business about what she posts."
What do they post?
Political stuff?
I don't know. I just found that so fascinating. I'm like, oh my God, you can be in a marriage? Because I found when I had to block someone on all social media, and their number, that pretty much meant the relationship was over. Like, for me blocking you on all socials and my number, that means we are done with our relationship and I would rather not be contacted by you.
I wonder if they had an intimacy expert tell them that blocking each other on Facebook was the way to a long-lasting, successful marriage.
It's a great question. I
feel like that's way worse than sleeping somewhere else half the week.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, if you have to block each other so that you don't question each other about what you're posting, what are you doing?
Right, it's either what your partner, you're either getting jealous of something your partner's posting, or they're so stupid with their opinions that you can't even see it, or you're going to lose respect for them.
Could be both.
Yeah, I would think that it's probably something more like that, like political, or just something that they don't, that one doesn't even want to have to see or deal with.
Right, and that's the thing, is if you don't block them, then their status will pop up and it could cause a discussion, you know?
I don't know what ultimately led to my mom and dad both deleting their Facebook and not being on Facebook, but I think it had something to do with the fact that my dad was posting like crazy political stuff all the time. So I think they just decided like we're, you know, not going to do this anymore.
Right.
Well, your mom and dad align politically though, don't they?
Probably. My mom not so outspoken like my dad is at times.
727-579-1025. It's just fascinating to me that, you know, there are couples that they're not friends on social media because they don't have to deal with stuff like that.
Man,
that's weird.
Is it, well, it seems weird, but whatever you have to do to maintain and restore happiness.
I got what's stranger, that or the joint Facebook accounts?
Joint Facebook account means somebody cheated. Like, here's the thing. Facebook offers you the opportunity to cheat that you might not have if social media wasn't there. I'm not saying like, if you cheat on Facebook, you might not have cheated if not for Facebook because your options just weren't there. So then if you can't show your partner everything that's in your Facebook, in your inbox, or then you're hiding things from them for a reason, right?
Wow, so your partner should show you their inbox just whenever?
They should. I mean, you shouldn't ask them for it, but they should want to show it to you whenever because this is just me, and I suck at relationships, so not that anybody should take my advice on anything, but I would think in a happy relationship, and you guys can back this up, if you went to Phoebe and said, "Hey, I'm kind of curious as to what's in your Twitter DMs," she'd show you, right?
I don't know. Show me your inbox!
That was threatening. I would think that, like, this is just my opinion, that the healthiest of healthy is you don't ever ask and you don't ever tell, and
right,
there doesn't need to be any discussion ever because you both have this deep inner belief that there's nothing there and hopefully there isn't.
No doubt about it.
Wow, don't ask, don't tell. Yeah.
Well, no, the healthiest is you don't have any cause for concern, therefore you don't ever bother them about it. That's the healthiest. But what if there's been a betrayal and you have concern that your partner might slip up? Then you go, "Hey, listen, Give me your password, and anytime I want, I can check your inbox.
Can you? Can that be any form of a? That can't. That's not a semblance of a happy or healthy relationship.
I don't know. I suck at relationships and picking people, so I don't know.
I mean, if there's a scenario where the person has to have your password so that they can keep up on you, that's more like a parental child relationship than an in a romantic
right.
relationship.
Like when I see the joint accounts, that means somebody cheated and somebody doesn't trust somebody.
The people with the healthiest relationships that I know, they'll show each other a message like, "Oh, look, this is funny."
Yep.
Or look what this person just sent me. And then they are fine with that.
Like, oh, hey, look at this nude picture I just got. Look at her.
No.
That kind of thing.
No, nobody's just going to randomly send unsolicited nudes. That doesn't happen. Yeah.
You mean like when we were all in the office and you showed us that big veiny wiener picture that you got?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Big veiny wiener.
You showed us.
Boy, John could draw that thing from memory. He is.
You don't remember when you showed us?
No. True Grub Alive, who are you?
We do.
Oh, yeah. I do. I'll never forget what that looked like. Hello, caller from the 904.
Hey, this is James. Hey. How you doing, Drew?
What's up, James? How you living?
I'm living large, buddy.
Good.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, man, I bought my girlfriend 4 years on Facebook.
You blocked her from Facebook? Why?
Hey, because if I make a comment, I mean, if I make a post and some girls like it, then it's a problem.
Yeah, there are girls like that, man. I've been there.
But it sounds like you have that BDE. I'm surprised that, you know, you couldn't keep her at bay.
Blocking was the best move I made, man. Yeah,
there you go, dude.
You do her thing, I do mine. It's simple that way.
That way she doesn't have to be up your butt about every single comment that someone makes. Oh, why did they like me? Why did you call her a cutie patootie?
Wait, was that an actual conversation that you had or saw? Why'd you call her a cutie patootie?
Sounded real.
Yeah, that sounded. That's
cutie patootie?
Yeah.
That was real. That was real.
What's wrong with that?
To me, nothing. There was a girl who had tweeted a picture of herself saying, "Listening to Drew Grob Alive," and I said, "What a cutie patootie." That was an issue.
Oh man!
Wow,
that was a mid-90 Rosie O'Donnell pickup line.
She did say that on her talk show, cutie patootie.
Yeah,
right?
That was her thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I pay homage to her. Yeah. Jason, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grob Alive. Hello.
R.I.P. Rosie Strong.
She's not dead.
Oh, okay.
She is to me.
Jason, hello.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe not Jason. From the 727, caller.
She didn't take Roseanne off the air, John. It's not her fault.
Hey, this is George.
Hey, George. What's up, bud?
Hey, just wanted to say I love listening to David Lee Roth in stereo. You guys are fantastic. How about doing a whole segment just in his voice?
Well, I might get a little old. It tears my throat up a little bit. I'm happy to give you what you want, but that's just a little too much David Lee Roth. I could give you a little more if you want.
Oh, yeah. You guys are fantastic, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm. You know, yes, I am. Let me hear you, Seth.
Oh, God, y'all want to touch it? Oh, God's getting a new puppy riding with the devil. Yow!
Oh, God, I'm running. Oh, yeah.
Yours is not bad.
Oh, God, I'm running. Yow!
Man.
Give me the I got no love.
I got no love. I got no love.
Got no love. No, got no love. No love you'd call real. Got nobody waiting at home.
I mean, who knows that Seth had been watching you all these years, just master your craft, and he's been keeping this in his toolbox the whole time.
Unreal, man. I had no idea.
Well, you know what? Thank you, guys. I appreciate the props on the next reel I cut up to get a job. I'm going to put this segment on it so I can highlight that I can do impressions. It's a talent everybody's looking for.
He calls his wiener Murray. Don't hire him. Drew Grob Alive, hello. How can I help you? Sorry.
Hey,
I keep you to myself.
Hey, how are people not knowing that that's not you?
Hey, shut up.
What the hell, man?
Come on, dude. I won't listen for that kind of crap. Of course it's me. I can sing any part of I want. I can sing it in order. I can sing it out of order. Listen.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
And then I'll switch
and
it up.
All I've got, I had to steal.
I'll switch it up.
I found the simple life, once so simple. No, when I jumped out on that road. Ah, yeah. Ah, yes.
See? Clearly me, right?
Mm-hmm.
727-579-1025. I read the best excuse to try to get out of a ticket that I've ever read in my entire life. Right now, you might be pulled over and getting a ticket. I had a lovely, I had a dashing, charming gentleman who is an undercover police officer in the Citrus Park area give me a challenge coin just today. He's pumping his gas next to me, saw I had a Bone shirt on. He said, "Hey, you work for the Bone?" I said, "I sure do." He said, "Who are you?" I said, "Drew Grabo." He said, "You want this coin?" I said, "You know I do, cowboy." You know the challenge coins they give you?
Sounds like he was hitting on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. You guys make out
Roger
after?
Cowboy?
Good looking cop. I think you'll probably
I got a challenge coin over here. It's in the back.
Okay, so my point was, my point, cops are cool. And people use weird excuses to get out of tickets. And this kid went 130 miles per hour, and he blamed this food item. And I'll tell you what it was next on Drew Garabo Live. But first, I'll ask you, if your kids are home this summer, do you feel safe that they're home this summer? Can you see them? Can you talk to them while they're home alone whenever you want? Do your kids have the halo of protection surrounding your house? Do they have a full-time operator available 24/7 to help with minor and major situations as they come up? What about notifications of anyone leaving or entering the premises all sent to your cell phone with video clips immediately? Knowing what your kids are doing constantly. What's it worth to you to eliminate a situation before it happens? Well, is it worth $1.50 a day? That's what SafeTouch will cost you. You have a nanny? You can never be sure how your kids are being cared for or even behaving while you're away. So don't just assume, verify with your SafeTouch camera. Like I said, all of this costs about $1.50 a day. Just $1.50 a day to know that your kids are safe and sound. Call 888-723-8682. Mention the promo code TAMPA, and you'll get a free indoor camera with two-way voice. That's 888-723-8682. Promo code TAMPA, or go to safetouch.com.